And on KBRB, we are joined in studio by Brown County Sheriff Brent Diabler. And, well, Sheriff, it's always good to talk to you. Too bad it's not under better circumstances, but we need to have a conversation regarding the potential that is still out there for identity theft, for scams, for outside influencers that are trying to get a hold of your personal information, get a hold of your banking information, and pretty much wipe you out. So I know we've had some incidents here lately.
Yes, good afternoon, Greg. Thanks for having me in the office here today. Unfortunately, we had two incidents this past week on identity theft. One was a local business, another one was an individual, but unfortunately, the people or peoples involved got their information, their address, their knowledge of their personal information or their business information, opened up bank accounts, and were able to do transactions through those, which obviously we don't want to have happen to any of us. I have reached out to the Nebraska State Patrol. They are currently helping us work these cases. There may be more individuals tied to the same situation. And as we get more information, we'll put that out to the public down the road here. But there's two of them that happened here recently, and we are on top of them and openly working them.
Well, you know, on something like that, Sheriff, a lot of people may not know that that's even happening. They don't know their information's been compromised, and it may be, oh, we go to apply for a loan and our credit score is ruined, and you have no idea what had happened, and a bad actor has taken your information and taken out loans and not repaid them, and it's onto your either Social Security number or your business tax ID, and you don't necessarily know it until there's somebody calling to collect.
That's exactly right. Want to stress how important it is to know all of your bank accounts, know where they're located, the address of the banks, and your social media accounts and any accounts through your phone or the internet that you do your banking with. You need to keep tabs on those every month for sure, if not more often. Any transactions you're having with FedEx, UPS, Amazon, those are all possible scam points, and you want to know what your packages are that you've ordered, kept track of the tracking number. I always think it's smart to take a snapshot of your tracking number, keep that or print it off, and then when you have a possible text or call or an email, if the tracking number does not match that, do not open it up, don't give it information, delete and report as a scam. But what you don't want to do is open up to these people and give them any information that they can steal from you and use to open up an account and use your identity.
Well, and you know, some of these, as we've talked, are getting to be very sophisticated. They will steal the UPS logo or the FedEx logo or bank logos and make it sound very legitimate that, hey, your account may have been compromised. There looks like some unauthorized charges. You need to click here to resolve those and to make sure, you know, so here you are thinking you're doing something diligent by clicking on something to check and see if there have been fraudulent charges, and what you've really done is opened that network and any of your potential information that's located on your network to those bad actors.
Exactly. If it's in question at all, I would delete any interaction. Don't open it up. You can call these businesses, and I understand there's a time restraint sometimes with our personal and work lives, but if you call and ask to have this mailed to you, or an official email sent to you and you know who you're contacting to get the information, but to just blindly open these emails or texts and answer in the back, I strongly suggest not doing that because, frankly, you don't know who you're dealing with.
Right.
And if anybody wants your Social Security number or any bank account information or to click here or click there to make payments or fix possible problems to your account, absolutely do not do that whatsoever.
Yeah, your Social Security number, your banking information, anything that comes to you unsolicited, good rule of thumb, do not respond, do not provide any of that information. You know, we talk about some of the phishing scams, but you also see, obviously, we've had the long time email scams that come out that you've won the lottery overseas, or there's a beneficiary that wants to send you money as they're dying. You know, all of these different ones that I think for the most part, most people now understand that, sure, that those are scam related. But the ones we're also seeing are the romance scams. People that,
yes,
that maybe go on to a social, you know, to a social network dating site, and they start to interact with somebody and they develop a relationship, and it may go on for months and months without ever officially meeting anybody, But then at the end, there's some kind of hook where they want you to send them money or to send them your information.
Absolutely. A good rule of thumb on that is if you do want to get on these dating sites or relation sites, if a person can't FaceTime you in the current time and show their personal being on this and interact with you in real time, it probably is a scam. If they will only send a picture or choose not to show their picture to you, very confident that's a scam. Another one, we've had a couple instances where we've had some young ladies pay to have their picture drawn or painted, and they will send money to have that done. And then the person that are in the scammer will request more money for shipping or handling. And then when they don't send more money, they start threatening them and send terrible pictures where they have photoshopped the young girl's picture they sent them, put them on an inappropriate body, or threaten their family members. And we want to stay away from those also.
Yeah, there's just so many out there, unfortunately, and it really is too bad, but it's always a good rule of thumb just to be hyper-vigilant when you're doing anything online or through any of these accounts, whether it's email, whether it's social media. And, you know, a lot of times now they're even getting a hold of cell numbers and sending information via the cell phone that may appear with a spoofed number to be like it's coming from a legitimate source.
We do. We'll have a lot of, they'll be out of state, even out of country, happens regularly. They'll have a Ainsworth cell number, and it'll come across from a legitimate business or person of your contact list in your phone, and you answer it, and it's somebody from the Middle East or Asia or wherever, and you need to be very careful. We don't want to have you scared of answering your phone and interacting with your friends and family, but if you get a sense it's uneasy and you don't think this is right, it probably isn't.
Yeah, and again, a good rule of thumb, don't share any personal information and certainly do not send any money. Now, you know, from the law enforcement standpoint, used to be a case where there was an easier way to track transactions, whether it went through, you know, a MoneyGram or a, you know, a bank account or something like that. Now with the advent of Venmo and Bitcoin and some of these other currencies, it's become more and more difficult to try to track and claw back funds that are ill-gotten.
Absolutely. What we have a lot of times is you have an IP address that this is being sent from. That IP address for the website or their email may change two or three times getting back to the scammer, and it goes in a very fast time pace, and it's awful hard to keep up with and catch them. And the scams we're dealing with here locally, more times than not, are coming from out of the United States even, Greg.
Well, and, you know, and that's a case for a local sheriff's department. You have to be realistic, and you don't have the ability to try to track down overseas criminals who are perpetrating these crimes. So the best thing we can do is try to be as vigilant as possible here at home.
Absolutely. If you have any questions, always call and ask the sheriff's office or anybody you trust that's tech savvy. These cases that we do have and have had in the past, we have forwarded on to the State Patrol, and they've assisted us, and we have caught some of these people, or it's opened up the doors for a bigger conviction on another case. It's not that they don't go unworked or nothing comes from them, but like I said, do your due diligence of keeping yourself safe with your information is the first best step.
Yeah, and so let's say you have a family member that's concerned, whether it's an elderly relative or somebody that they are concerned has something is with an issue on a romance scam or something with social media. What's the best way if you're just a concerned family member to reach out to try to see if you can get help for somebody that you feel like may be being scammed and either is not aware of it or doesn't want to be aware of it?
If somebody can be, I don't mean in charge of their purse strings, but if they can have somebody in charge of overlooking those accounts, I would say at least twice a month if they can. And if there is any issues at all, those family members can sure come to the sheriff's office and or the state patrol. But you don't want to let those go unlooked or overlooked. If you think there's a problem at all, it needs to be reported. And unfortunately, you have to shut those accounts down. That's the smartest thing to do. Reopen your bank accounts. Your social media accounts is another big way. You may have to just close those accounts down, open up new ones. Unfortunately, if you don't, those scammers keep pressuring you to give in.
And I know banks, if there are transactions that try to come through as either automatic withdrawals or things like that, that sometimes the banks can assist in catching those. Now, that isn't a fail-safe, and it doesn't happen all the time, but I know there have been instances where a bank has seen a digital transaction try to come through to a local account and has maybe been able to at least stop or put a hold or contact the person.
I've actually have it happen to me personally. My bank has flagged transactions. They did me a good job. Also, credit card companies, if you go through a good credit card company and your credit card has possibly been misused or not the normal rhythm you would use it, it'd be flagged. And if you're going to travel or go out of town and take a trip you would normally not do, I advise you to contact your bank or your credit card company and tell them you may be using your account in this manner. Therefore, they'll know ahead of time. That does make a difference.
Yeah, we'll appreciate the information. And Sheriff, if anybody has any questions, they can always contact the Brown County Sheriff's Department at 387-1440.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time today on this.
Brown County Sheriff Brent Daimler joining us here on KBRB.